what I really love about this photograph is I've had so many compliments about, particularly a couple of my German friends who says, you really know how to do architecture. I said, what I really knew how to do was, in a moment of desperation, take a picture of this little corner at Austin Airport, because I liked all the shadows and the triangles, but it's been now construed as one of my finer bits of work. And this is a moment of serendipity and composition where for you photographers who are interested, it's very important to, with a wide-angle lens, to have some kind of foreground. I mean, there are a million different ways to do it, but I got into this sculpture in Pittsburgh, and so all these lines are coming out, and then this bird flew right over the top like that, and it just made the shot, and I lucked out, somebody once said, the more you practice, the luckier you get, so this must have been one of those times. And another moment of serendipity, this is the St. Louis Arch, or half of it, really early in the morning, another case where I was on the campaign trail, I got up really early, the light is coming off of the river behind me, and just this incredible sight. I mean, I was so excited when I took this picture, and it was good even before the runner came by, and it totally made it work because it shows you the perspective. The runner happens to be Ed Chin, who's the White House correspondent for the LA Times, the second frame was he saw me down there and put his hands out like that. And it's the one I had for quite a while as my main selection, but then I decided to go with this. These are, actually this photograph was taken right outside Eileen O'Connor, who's a correspondent for CNN. I used to work in Moscow, and one of the people in the bureau there is the mother of a Bolshoi dancer. So when the Bolshoi played here, in 2000, they had a party after the last night, and these are all these guys who are ballet dancers leaping up into the air. This is my Ouija homage, as is this one. The Yankees won the World Series. This is like 2:00 in the morning at Times Square. Just a great moment. These attractive women celebrating. One frame, one best. 18th and Washington is where we live in Santa Monica. So when I was home, I was very fortunate. I have a family who doesn't mind having their picture taken, usually. And it's an area where there are a lot of palm trees. But some days I just got stuck and I'd have to do this. And you know, it's hard to read this, actually. I've got to make this a little bit darker. But on the left-hand side, there's a shadow of somebody running, and it's Byron. And this is just right outside the door, practically. These palm trees figured into about 10 different shots over the course of the year. There they are, different angle, more birds. So it's actually a more pervasive theme than loneliness and desolation, I think. And I had a real dilemma because I had to have a knee operation. So this is how I solved the photo du jour problem for that day. And the boys are kind of looking at me, and I literally could not get out of bed. So it had to be there in the room, so that worked out. I kind of incorporated my own difficulties. And then the next day, I was able to hobble over to the window at sunset. Those same palm trees are in the background, reflected in the bedroom window.